You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. I'm Jennifer Robbins, your host. Our guest is local RVA professional speaker, coach, talk show host, chief esteem enhancer of the Esteem Institute, and columnist, Shirley T. Burke. Shirley T. is keeping it real with her column called Keeping It Real for Women's Voices magazine. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you.
We're so happy that you're here today, and we're really going to keep it real today.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it.
I have to ask you, is there anything that you don't do, Shirley?
Well,
you do everything.
I don't get a lot of sleep. Is that a fact? Can you relate to that?
I can relate. That's funny. So why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself, because you're such an inspirational woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I like to say I'm from Goochland. I was born and raised in Goochland, so I'm a real Virginian, if you understand. I am a real Virginian, and I have always been doing what I do, evidently, because when I was in high school, the guys told me, since they've been grown, said, if you hadn't said thus and so to me, I would never have finished high school. I have no idea what they were talking about. But it seems that whatever I said to this young man while we were in school, he said that helped him to finish, to keep going instead of quitting. So this is something I've been doing all my life. And I played a piano for churches. I used to. I don't anymore, although someone is calling me and saying, can you help us out? Last time I said I'll help you out, it turned out to be 34 years.
Wow.
But I play for the churches. I teach aerobics around Richmond and outside of Richmond, too, but mainly Richmond at the Victor Lady Fitness Centers. And for the YMCAs this evening, I have a class at 5:30 at the James Center YMCA.
Wow.
And I used to teach for some of the clubs that have closed recently. But I just enjoy life, and I just think anything, my mom always told me, anything you learn to do, you will get to use it. So I try to be an apprentice of life and learn a lot of things.
That's excellent. You know. Well, how did you get the opportunity to write for Women's Voices magazine?
You know, I am glad you asked that question, because I was real intrigued. It was LinkedIn. The business online,
okay.
Social media for business.
Sure.
I was a member of a group, and I read this lady posted that she would post events that we were having. If we were having an event, she would post it in her magazine. Well, I don't normally pay attention to that, but something was coming up in October for me,
mm-hmm.
and I sent the information, and sure enough, she put it in that magazine. So I wrote her and thanked her and said that one day maybe I'll have a chance to write for you. She called. She had looked at my dossier on LinkedIn, and
mm-hmm.
she called, and she said, wow. Do you want to start writing this month? I had no intention of writing. I don't consider myself a writer.
Wow.
But I don't like saying no. Remember I said I'm an apprentice of
life. Right.
And this is a very good example of it. So that's how I got to do that. Just calling. And in life, we must do that. The door is open sometimes, but we won't put our hand on the handle unless they go through.
Right.
You understand? This time I went through, I did something I wouldn't normally do. I responded to her beautiful offer of saying, I will post your information if you're having an event in my magazine. And so I received another gift by being able to write for her magazine, and I'm doing August's article now.
Well, so, what is your article about? Because you do write about, you know, inspirational things and esteem and helping people. So tell us about it.
Well, the article that I am writing for August has got to do with what three things can you give away and keep at the same time? And don't even ask me, because you have to read the article to see what they are. Yeah, that's the title of what I'm writing for next month. And June was Father's Day, and I don't normally give suggestions about what to write. I usually write about, because I've already started before she sends the information out, about some topics that we could write about. But June, mm-hmm. I wrote about my father, since it was Father's Day, you know, and the title of that was
nice.
My Father Was Not a Rolling Stone. Where He Laid His Head Was His Home. You know, a play on the music record
sure.
that came out from, I can't remember who sang it, but The Temptations or somebody. But just different things. I write about my life, because uh-huh. I've had some unique experiences in my life, and seen, my eyes have seen things that nobody should ever have to see.
Wow. Do you want to elaborate a little bit? Some experiences that have shaped you?
The main one that has shaped me happened in 69 when the flood came through Nelson County. And Camille was the name of the hurricane that came through here. You know, that had never happened, the flooding. And I always think that since we went to the moon, weather has never been the same in terms of floods. Floods started happening once people went to the moon. It might not have any correlation, but for me it does. This was August, and the flood came through. And I took a carload of kids up to Columbia, Virginia, which is about 10 miles from where we live in Goochland. And my son got out of the car, and my nephew and all. And there's a railroad crossing. When you're just driving, you can look over there when there's no water and just fields, and you can see a road to go across the railroad track. You know, maybe a garden or something that they planted, or just to get to the river. Well, my son stepped to the side, and he disappeared. He went under the water.
Oh.
And he was 4 years old. His name was Lindell Nelson Marin Farrell. I have been told I need to call his name when I talk about him. And my nephew ran and jumped in to save him. His name was Fernandez Ellington Cousins, my brother's son. And he drowned.
Oh,
this is the same day that they buried my stepsister. And she loved my son. She
I got goosebumps.
I understand. But this has shaped me. This has helped me. And they say you take your mess and share it. And that helps others. And that's what I'm trying to do. If I was going to live forever, I couldn't stand it. I wouldn't be here with you talking if I was going to live forever. But I know he made the journey a little quicker than I did.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's one of the things that have shaped me. And his life touched me in a lot of ways. He was only 4 years old. But he made a big difference in my life, too. He stood up and did it because I was an abused wife. And he would stand between me and his daddy at four, you know. So when you have a little one standing up, and I'm a little taller than he is, so I decided I would stand up too.
That's great.
And use his, not let his life not matter. You understand? But that's one of the biggest things that has changed me. And I've had a lot of other things. And one of the other things that I experienced was an execution in Florida. I went with a friend to Florida. She asked me to go. And this was in 2011 or 12. And somebody asked me, how could you do that? I said, well, if I saw my son drown, I think I can handle anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's one of the things that I meant when I said, nobody I should have to see this. I was on the front row, and I could just sit and not lean forward and touch the window that we were looking through at the man on the gurney and put the needle in his in his arm, and I saw all of this. This is the show. I like CSI programs. You know what I'm talking about. Those things, shows on TV.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I look at those, and that's a show that I had seen about this man that had killed these people and stuff. I had no idea that looking at this that I would be an official witness in Florida. And I had to call and did business over the telephone with the institution.
Sure.
They asked me, are you going to wait for her? I said, well, she's asking me to go with her. She wants me to be with her, so that means I had to become an official witness to his execution for the state of Florida. There were 20-some people in there, news reporters and all. I don't know who some of the people were, but I do the woman's husband. I met and talked with him and her niece. We are friends on Facebook, and we communicate regularly. But things in life like that, I just think nobody should have to see that. But I saw that, and it wasn't the execution so much as my thing with being a friend.
Sure.
I've started that, but I haven't finished that article yet. It's not the execution. I can write a separate thing on that, but it's the friendship. Some people say, well, I don't believe in execution. That wasn't what the issue was. The issue was she wanted to know, could I go with her?
You were there helping her. You were her support.
Yes.
And she was reaching out to you through your Esteem Institute.
Yep.
And you were there to assist her and help her.
Yep. The only thing I had to do was determine. She said, I know you got to think about it. I said, the only thing I got to think about, am I scheduled to teach any classes during that time, and can I get somebody to sub for me? I said, that's what I had to think about. It's really an interesting life, and that's what I use. I write about the things that I've experienced because I do think I've seen things and experienced things that nobody should have to. But you can get through it.
So you do have a lot of things in your life that you've experienced that you write about.
That's where my material comes from, and hopefully I give some guidance and direction in there about some things. As I've seen, it doesn't have to be yay or nay, but gives an individual something else to think about. There's another way to think.
You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice, and I'm Jennifer Robbins, your host. Our guest today is local RVA professional speaker, coach, talk show host, chief esteem enhancer of the Esteem Institute, and columnist Shirley T. Burke. Shirley T. is keeping it real with her column called Keeping It Real for Women's Voices Magazine. Here's a personal quote from Shirley that I just love. My goal is to carry the message of yes, I can through my speaking business across the United States. Shirley T. Shirley T. brings a room alive with her energy, her humor, her inspirational messages, love, respect, positive energy as she delivers life-changing messages of hope. After you've been to a speech by Shirley T. Burke, you'll feel blessed and ready to soar. That's Debbie Bowie, owner of Rock Scissors Paper Institute. That is such a nice
testimonial. Isn't that neat?
Testimonial
that is so neat.
For
that's
you.
Neat.
That's
and hearing
amazing.
You read it, it makes it's, you know, you hear it differently. Reading is one thing, but when you hear somebody you can, you know, saying it out loud, that is something pretty
You're
powerful.
You're so inspirational to people.
Yeah, and that's what people say. And that's, you know, you do what you do. You know, you look around, somebody says something to you, you don't know what they're talking about, but that's the effect. And so I always call it, it's the Shirley T. experience that people have. It's the Shirley T. experience.
So tell us about the Esteem Institute and how you inspire women and men with your speaking presentations.
Well, the Esteem Institute is where I bring in, at times, other people to help spread the I Can message. We do this with seminars and special programs. The TV show is part of that, too, where we take information to the community through the visual arts. And I thank you for being my guest last year. It was on my primary show for 6 weeks that we had. The Esteem Institute also supports other organizations in the community. We try to have people know they matter. That's the biggest message. Everybody matters. People need to know that they matter. It's not just their job, but you as an individual matter. That's what the Esteem Institute is all about, and we like to bring people in that help carry that message.
What inspires you every day, Shirley?
To tell you the truth, I am just grateful to be breathing, grateful to be alive. And I believe that that's what brings things to me, being grateful. And I am grateful to have had the experiences I've had. A lot of things that I have experienced, other people haven't. And people, you know, I have people, meet people with PhDs every day, say, Shirley, how do you get to do thus and so? And I said, well, I just go ahead and do it. Because if you don't, since I don't have a PhD, then I don't know this. You should go 1, 2, 3, 4. See, I get to 4 and something's wrong, I just go ahead to number 10. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't know the rules, sometimes it's good. Because some people, when you get to a certain point and you know rules and that part of the rules is not working, they give up.
That's great. So you don't have to have a PhD, I mean, to do what you're doing.
Nope, you don't. You just have to keep it real. If you have a gift,
keep it real.
I just learned this is a gift, what I have. It's nothing that, because I'm listening real close to my speeches, too. I give what I need. Mm-hmm. I give what I need. That's one of the things. I do give what I need. And I know that a minister's wife asked me to take her place at a church in Petersburg, and I said, God, why? I ain't no preacher. I got in there. It's the biggest church in Petersburg.
Wow.
Biggest church in Petersburg. I had my notes, and I couldn't read them. I couldn't see them. I had them in my hand. I couldn't read them.
Oh, wow.
But that day, it was really powerful. It was really powerful. The hellbound train, I will never forget what I saw.
What was your message?
It was about all of us, no matter what you, you know, preachers, deacons, wives, all of us are sinners and have come short, you know. And I talked about that, and I even know in the Bible, man, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And I'm going to tell you, almost a year to the date that minister, now he had 2 or 3 PhDs and his wife did too, was arrested for, you know, he was. No, not nice with girls and boys in the church.
Mm-hmm.
He spent a lot of time in incarcerated. In fact, he hasn't long come out of there. But and people have been writing me, say, you came here and told us. You told us this. You were here. You warned us in your message when you came that day about this. I just knew I didn't have no business there. I'm not a minister. This is a great big church. And Women's Day, what am I doing in this place?
I'm sure you inspired a lot of people.
That's what they said. I can tell you, I was just one day, I usually am not nervous, but that was one day that I just felt I didn't have any business there. But after that was over and that information came to me, I knew that I was an instrument.
How did you get started in the motivational speaking and counseling business?
It's like I say, with the young people telling me from school, a grown man coming to tell me that if I had said certain things to him, he would not have graduated. And I've had so many people. It's on Facebook now. You know, like people are writing, say, I remember you told me thus and so, and it changed my life. It's that's what does. You have to listen. When you have a business, you have to listen at your clients. How people see you is what you're doing. It might not be your main objective, but you listen, and what's happening in my classes, even the people at the front desk, when my people leave from the classes, they say, people come at your class all happy and laughing and smiling. And this, it tells what you do. That's who I am. That's who I am in terms of, that's my goal. If you can't have fun, breathe deep and try to have fun.
Tell us, tell me and our listeners the importance of the body, mind, and spirit confidence you talk about and teach about in your classes and also your speaking engagements.
And when you say classes, it could be my aerobic classes or it could be classes that we're having through the Esteem Institute. Mind, body, and spirit, people seem to separate the mind. They want to separate the body and the spirit. One of the ways I explain the spirit is like when you look in the mirror, what you're looking at is not you, but that which is looking back is the real you. I can say that again. When you look in the mirror, whenever you look in the mirror, whether it's in the morning, in the midday, or evening, what you see there is not you. It's the house that you live in. That which is looking back is the real you.
I like that.
It is for real. The real you, we can't nobody see. We just have this form, this shape here. This is, you know, this is how we travel, the spirit travel. And I do believe in taking a deep breath because that is what.
I'm taking one now.
Yeah, we take a deep breath. And that is our life because once that stops, we are no longer there.
Right.
That is life, the spirit. And the spirit can't die, is my belief. It's always alive. And I just think that we separate it. We have to know the importance of it and respecting it. And that's why I talk to groups, but I'm talking to everybody that's sitting in an individual chair. I'm about the individual. That's what separates my business. I'm sure other people think that too, but I'm telling you that when I go, you matter. I use you quite a bit because that's who I'm focusing on, you. And that's that body, mind, and spirit. Because if we change our thoughts, we change our lives. It's what we think. Just like I don't believe in stress. I don't believe there's no such thing as stress. It wasn't even in the dictionary a few years ago. Just like now, you know, that girl that does that twerking is now in the dictionary.
Oh, my goodness.
So a word, somebody creates a word, and then, you know, say somebody get a word, and then we try to live up to it. I think stress is stinking thinking.
You say that again?
I think what stress really is the way we think. Of how we respond to a situation. Something happened. Somebody goes off. It happened to somebody else. They're calm. It's how we think. Our response to things in our lives is what we call stress. So it means that if we change our thinking and see that, you know, think, will this matter next week or next year? You know what I'm saying? It takes a little bit of thought to do that. You have to care enough about yourself to think before you're like an inmate. I volunteer for a prison project. One inmate, one served at our graduation with them, said, if I run it through my mind first before I run it through my mouth, I'll be all right. I said, lady, hold it. I thought, let me get my pen. So we learn from each other. We learn from each other. But that mind, body, and spirit is critical. That's who we are. It's one.
Shirley, do you have any advice out there for women and men listening that you just want to share?
Keep it real. Be honest. You know, speak the truth.
And that's what you do in your column.
That's what I do in my column. And I find that I don't have to have a good memory if I tell the truth.
That's true.
And my dad, and I'm going to tell you where that started. When I was little, my daddy gave me a whipping. I guess a lot of the people don't even know what a whipping is. But I got one. He said, I'm not whipping you for lying. I am whipping you because you didn't tell a new one. He said, I told that one myself. So after that, I told the truth because I never knew what. That's where to keep the real start.
That is so cool, Shirley.
That's where that keep the real started, because I never knew what he had told, so I had to tell the truth. And telling the truth, you sleep at night. When somebody knock on the door, you don't have to worry whether it's coming for you or not.
You know, are so real.
You
really are.
Yes. But that's, like, just do the right thing the best you can. All of us make errors. Do the best thing, and one of the things I think is good is to help somebody else. Don't let a day go by without helping somebody and not expecting anything in return.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, how can we reach you for your inspiring presentations and your social media? Tell us all that good stuff.
Well, you can go on line and the internet, and I'm at the Esteem Institute, Esteem Institute is the name of my website, and we post different activities that go on there, and you see articles that have been written and pictures and stuff like this. I'm on social media, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and if you type in Shirley T. Burke, because that T is, when people leave the T, I don't know whether they're talking about me or not. That crazy. But Shirley T. Burke is my personal page, and Shirley T. - Keeping It Real is my business page. And I encourage people to become friends and read what we put out there, because that's what I do. I put out sayings. I don't tell you what I'm going to have for lunch or nothing like that. But I do it. Isn't it true? But that's I try to put motivational sayings out there to give people something to think about, because words are critical. Words are important. Words are important, and so sometimes you can read a word and it changes your life. Sometimes you can hear a word, change you for life, change your day, change your moment. And that's the reason I think the power of the spoken word is so critical. We still need it. I know we have texting and stuff like that, but that human element, that voice, and that written word is critical to people.
I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that will relate to that.
Yes, the power of the spoken word.
And then also for your column, where do we read, some of your
it's the women, it's Women's Voices, and it's Women's has S on it, and Voices has S on it. Women's Voices Magazine.com, and also I put the link on my Facebook page and LinkedIn and all like that too, and also the editor circulates it too. But I would appreciate if people make comments about what they read, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on the Women's Voices Magazine. I would love to hear from people that are listening at this, because I so appreciate this opportunity to come in and share.
Sure.
Like I said, the commissioner was on my TV show for the visually handicapped and what have you. It just matters. It just matters. It matters. It matters. They matter.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything coming up that, any presentations or events that you'll be at that we could check out?
Not at the moment. Some things are being planned, and I will post them on the social media and on my websites. We are planning some activities to come up in the future. I travel for a company from New York that I go into companies here in Richmond doing HR-type work. And that has really been expanding the Esteem Institute, getting into places like Patient First Corporate Office, Verizon, the State Corporation Commission, stuff like this, different places I've gone. So I'll keep you posted. Keep you posted about
Please
that.
Please do. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with today, Shirley?
I always either start or like to end with a quote.
Okay.
So then I'll share this. If you don't make peace with your past, it will keep showing up in your present.
Thank you so much, Shirley. It's been such an inspiring experience to have you on the show today, and I hope you've inspired a lot of people that are listening.
I hope so.
Because I know you've inspired me. So you're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice, and I'm Jennifer Robbins, your host. Have a wonderful day, and stay inspired.